Frightened tourists and backpackers lined up for plane tickets out of Bali today, while those on the resort island struggled to cope with the aftermath of the worst act of terrorism ever in Indonesia. A series of bomb blasts in a popular nightclub area killed almost 200 people and injured or burned more than 300. Streets were reported littered with bodies. The main explosion opened a crater just outside the Sari Club, a favored destination of foreign tourists. Seconds earlier, a small homemade bomb had gone off outside another nearby club, and a third bomb exploded later near the U.S. consulate. Reporter Patricia Noonan is in Bali, and she joins us on the line now. Welcome.
Hi.
What more do you know about what happened?
Well, what witnesses told me was that they heard a smaller blast and then the larger blast right away, and a lot of people thought it was a gas tank explosion. A few people thought maybe it was some type of fireworks, but then there was a lot of fire, and some of the people I spoke to we're concerned about the whole district. There's a number of small hotels packed into some small streets here, and some people were concerned about the whole area going up in flames. So they actually ran to the beach. They just hightailed into the beach to escape what they said was a wall of fire.
And you've seen the crater?
I have seen the crater outside the front of the Sari Club. The crater is probably a meter and a half wide and maybe as deep as that. And there is a car blown across the street from that. So some Indonesian officials are working on the theory that that car was the car that held the bomb that caused this whole tragedy to happen.
How are the hospitals dealing with casualties? Are they overwhelmed?
The hospitals are indeed quite overwhelmed. Earlier today, there were some bodies stacked outside because there's simply no room in the morgues anymore. There are bodies laid out in body bags outside. There are dozens and dozens of people milling around. Some volunteers have begun to get lists, post lists on the walls of who's dead, who's missing, who's injured, just to try to cross-reference with some of the other hospitals in the area. There are relatives arriving looking for their loved ones, in some cases finding them on the list of people who already died. It's quite chaotic. The Australian government is flying in more medical supplies. In fact, they should have arrived by now, and evacuating some of the more seriously injured out to Australia.
I understand that many of the victims were foreign and that it was basically a place that foreign tourists came to. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the Sari Club is actually somewhere I've been. It's a very famous bar on this crowded bar district. It is hugely popular among Australians. The atmosphere is really like a fraternity party. I used to go there, and it reminded me a lot of my college days, actually. Bali is a hugely popular spot for backpackers. It's almost a must-hit destination on the backpacker trail in Southeast Asia. There were a couple of sporting teams in town also hanging out at this bar. That was the sort of scene. There was a Hong Kong rugby team here that is still missing, I think, 8 of its players. There's a couple Australian rules football teams in Bali for a tournament. One of those teams, actually, every one of the players is accounted for, and they left Indonesia today. I saw them leaving at the airport.
Are there yet plans for burial services, for return of bodies?
I'm not aware yet of any specific plans for burial services. The unfortunate fact of the matter is that a lot of these people who died were very, very badly burnt, and there's going to be a lot of work needed to be done to
identify the bodies.
Some of these bodies. When I flew in this morning, on my plane were a number of Western embassy officials, some military attachés, some from the political offices, coming in to do the preliminary checks of what the situation is, and I'm sure they're making recommendations for what other assistance they need to help the survivors and help the families of the victims.
Reporter Patricia Noonan joins us on the line from Bali. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.